back. How's it going?
Thank you. It's good. It's been a whirlwind. So just trying to get caught up and, you know, be ready to go.
What's been the biggest change for you?
Nothing really. Come back and see a lot of familiar faces. And I think my first day was, Wednesday. And to go right back into that team meeting and listen to Bill, and it was like a flashback. It was almost like a dream. So it's great to be back, and like I said, to come back to somewhere where you've been and see so many familiar faces, and be excited just, you know, to be here and somewhere where I've been before. And like I said, just trying to get caught up at this point.
Brian, did you consider landing anywhere else? You were a free agent there for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's always options that you look through, but to me, an opportunity to come back and be with this organization, you know, I didn't really want to pass it up. And also, when you've moved around a lot, to move back to somewhere where you lived before, especially for my wife and kids and stuff like that, there was a familiarity there, and I think that had a part with it too.
Same house available?
No, I don't think so. I checked into it though.
Brian, you touched on the familiarity, and we talked to Matthew Slater last week, and he talked about the business side of it and
sure.
How it is difficult, but seeing you come back a familiar face was so refreshing for him. What's it been like for you in the locker room just reuniting with these guys?
Yeah, it was great. You know, a lot of hugs, and, you know, and the cool thing was last year with Chicago, we came here and practiced in training camp, so I saw a lot of these guys last year and have kept in touch with a lot of them. So to be back in there, like I said, it's kind of walking into like a time machine. You know, not much has changed. There's obviously, you know, every year there's change in the NFL, some new faces, but it's kind of cool to see some of the guys that I came in with are now, you know, the veteran leaders of this team. You know, we're the old guys. And I remember thinking, you know, like the Gerard Mayos, the Matt Lights, like they've kind of molded into that mold. And so it's cool to see those guys in that position. And like I said, it was just, you know, if it had to happen, to be able to come back to a place where you started out and you know a lot of people and you can walk in day one and, you know, have a pretty good grasp of the base offense and, you know, see some familiar faces. It was definitely exciting.
What would you say is different about yourself, you know, first time you were here?
Well, I've played a lot of football since I left here. I've had to move around and, you know, been the starting quarterback for three different teams. And, I mean, I was a starting quarterback 4 weeks ago. So that's the one thing I think is I've played a lot of football since I left here. And I guess when I was here last time, had I had to go on into play, that would have been my first action. So now, having played a lot of football and been around for a while, there's nothing like game experience, and I think I've been able to have that over the years.
Brian, undrafted out of college, what have you learned from this whole journey from team to team over the years?
You know what? It's just, it's a crazy business, and you always go where there's the best opportunity to what you think is for your career, and when the whole trade went down and I had an opportunity to come back here and, like I said, come back somewhere familiar where I knew I wasn't going to have to learn a completely new offense. I think playing in Houston under you know, Billy and him having taken that system there, I think that kind of gave me even more confidence to come back and be able to pick it up quickly.
How much, if at all, has Tom changed since you've been away?
Just looks a little older, I think. he was one of the first guys I saw though the other day, and to see him, and obviously, to be honest, wherever I've always been, he's always been one of the first guys to congratulate me or check in on me after I got an injury or whatever it might be. And I've always kind of come around Monday. You watch teams from around the league to try to get some ideas. Obviously, I'm always watching New England. So, you know, I feel like I've been watching him ever since I left. And to be honest, he hasn't changed much. So it's great to be back with him and to be in a meeting room with him and just hear him talk football. It's amazing.
Brian, you mentioned the experiences you've had since you left here being a starting quarterback. But what about that first tenure? There seems to be the trust, Matthew talked about it, credibility that you had with these guys from that first experience. What were the things that you feel that you left this organization that would want them to bring you back?
Yeah, well, I really don't think I would have lasted this long had I not been in New England to start off with. From learning to Tom, from learning from Bill, the guys in this organization, how to do things the right way, I think that allowed me to go on and have the career I've had up until this point. So I think also obviously having experience in the offense, like I said, playing for Billy in Houston that 1 year and actually having to be out there and play in this system, I think that was something that I felt confident about being able to come back and do that here. So, like I said, I think a large amount of credit goes to me being here those first, you know, 3.5 years and learning how to do things the right way.
You mentioned when you were coming in that you were trying to get caught up here today. How much of the offense has changed since you were last year?
Well, I mean, I was basically here with Billy, and Josh came in towards that end of the year, and I think things are always evolving anyways, you know, from week to week, year to year. So You know, you just try to get caught up on the things that aren't going to change from week to week, whether that's formations, protections, whatever that might be. Try to get as caught up in that as I can, and then when you get into the game plan stuff, really kind of focus in on that.
The last few years, you've had kind of starting potential mm-hmm. in the different places you've been. So was it a difficult decision signing a three-year contract in a place where you might not have the prospects of being a starter here?
Yeah, I think for me that was kind of you know, the excitement of coming back home, that type of thing, and to be able to play behind Tom and be in this organization. And I was okay with that. I think for me, having played a lot, like, you're always ready to play. But it wasn't going to work out for me to be a starter there in San Francisco the rest of this year anyways, and probably not for next year. So I think for me, when I had an opportunity to come here and be the backup to Tom and in this organization, it was kind of a no-brainer.
Tom had mentioned how one of the nice parts of you coming back was he gets to talk to you about the various offenses that mm-hmm. you've been a part of.
Sure.
And how that's different from the first time you were here. What have those conversations been like?
Yeah, I think, you know, you talk about what's the difference between or difference that I've seen in Tom. I think the difference for me is I'm in more of a similar life stage that he is in. You know, when I was here, I was just a kid. And, you know, like I said, I've been in a lot of different systems, and you take a lot from those places. A lot of places I've been, they do things really well. And so to talk to him and talk about things that, you know, I've done that maybe he has seen that he liked, and, you know, that's the one great thing about this offense is you can kind of incorporate a lot of stuff. So, you know, I'm more than willing to give, you know, any type of insight that he's looking for. And I think, if anything, like we talked about, when I was here last time, I hadn't really played. So to come back with that playing experience, I think, you know, he's seen that I've had some success over the years, and can always be there to kind of give an extra opinion on something.
Any significance to the number two?
You know what? I got it in Chicago, and then I kept it in San Francisco, and I just, you know, when I was here last time, I didn't really get to pick. And then once I made the team, I wasn't about to be the undrafted guy who's asking to change his number. So I just wanted to try to keep something consistent over the last year and a half, and the number was a way to do it. Plus, I have two kids, so that's kind of a good fit.
Did you ever think during all your travels you might end up here?
Sorry. Did
you ever think during all your travels you might end up here?
The one thing I've learned about the NFL is never say never to anything, and it's a business. There's a business side of it. So you never know, you know, what might happen. When Kyle Shanahan called to tell me that, you know, this was going to happen on I guess that was Monday. I mean, I was at the store buying my kid a Halloween costume. So I was completely shocked that this happened. And so I think that's the one thing you learn is just you never know how things are going to work out. You hope that you leave a good impression wherever you are. And, you know, always, you know, never burn a bridge, I guess. That's the biggest thing in this league.
Did you think right away when he told her that they were acquiring Garoppolo that there's a job in New England?
I mean, that's where your mind goes for sure. I think, well, obviously, if Jimmy's leaving there, you know, who's going to be the backup in New England? And obviously, like I said, other than having to move your family cross-country, when it comes to the football aspect of it, I was really excited. So, you know, I'm glad to be here now and just try to, like I said, get caught up and be as prepared as I can be going into this week.
Last week, Josh said you'd be in cram mode. Mm-hmm. How are those cram sessions going?
It's good. Like I said, you know, for me, it's been a lot of travel. So my last game in San Francisco was at Philly. So I flew to Philly, flew back home, and then Wednesday I was flying here, and then try to fly back home with the bye week and try to get as much stuff organized as I can. So I think I've done, like, 5 cross-country flights in the last, like, 9 days. So, you know, being here that Wednesday and cramming, especially with Coach Jerry, and just trying to get in with that and then, you know, having him give me some stuff to take with me and go over. And like I said, it's good to have a base knowledge of the system, and whether that was the 3 years I was here or really that 1 year playing in Houston in really the same system. So it's going to be a lot of cramming from here on out. And like I said, it's going to change from week to week. So you really just kind of focus in on that.
What was that Halloween costume that you picked up?
He got a ninja. It was a ninja. He had a Grim Reaper, but that wasn't school acceptable. So we had to go get something different.
Any words of wisdom for Jimmy?
No, I think it's a great opportunity for him. Obviously, I know when I left here, you're always looking for that opportunity to go out and be a starting quarterback somewhere. So I think, you know, for me, I have a ton of respect for Kyle Shanahan and what he does. And I think, you know, we don't know when he'll play. I mean, he may not know, but I think obviously he showed what he was capable of when he had his opportunities. And I think Kyle will get him in, you know, the right system and get him going. So I think, you know, it's just like anything. You always just wait for that opportunity, then try to take advantage of it. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.